G'day everyone. It's been a while. It's been a while since I've done one of these audio booths. The last one I did was as I was walking home from the train station about 10 days ago after my European sojourn. But that's not what I want to talk about today. Not really, but it is a little bit because I just want to reference to the fact that I just listened to a few of those audio booths from towards the end of my time in Berlin, and I've realised something. And it is relevant to what I've been up to tonight. Tonight I've been out to catch up with a bit of a storytelling night. In the US, there's a program called The Moth. I don't know if you've heard of it. They publish the information as a podcast as well. And they're storytelling nights. I think they happen in LA, Chicago, and New York. And they're huge. But the centers are pretty large too. So they have a lot of people who turn up for them. Yeah, I think they have several hundred people turn up. And they have some exceptionally talented storytellers come along. I remember one day they had Salman Rushdie, you know, like that's pretty hard tour, isn't it? Anyway, a lovely woman here in Brisbane has attempted to start a bit of a storytelling night as well. And it's struggling a little bit, but it's great that she's still continuing to push it along. And there were a few people there, it was only about a dozen of us, talking about a few things, and some people rose to the occasion to tell some stories. Well, I decided that I would basically just an impromptu, because Easter's coming up this weekend, I was sort of basing it around memories of Easter. And Easter is all about fertility, isn't it? You know, because it's a Northern Hemisphere thing. So I went, well, bugger it. Let's talk about love. And I have a few opinions about love, so I thought I'd weave a story about my experience that I mentioned to you on a previous audio boo about falling in love one night. Dancing tango. So I told that story. I wonder how that wind's going against the microphone. I'm using the headset microphone for my iPhone this time, whereas normally I use the actual iPhone, and I'll be curious to see how the quality of this is. Anyway, like I was saying, I told this story, and it was interesting to tell this story amongst a group of people and observe how relatively comfortable I felt. And I want to mention this to you because you're recording audio as well. I put that down specifically to doing these audio booths. The 40, 50, 60 audio booths I did while I was away over those couple of months have practiced me, have helped me to feel a bit more relaxed, that I can actually express myself, that I can have some cadence in the way I tell stories, and that I don't have to rush, and I can have a bit of pause and take my time with telling these stories. And as I listened back to a few of them before I started this audio boo, I went, okay, there's the foundations of it, and tonight I used that same set of skills that I've been honing over the last couple of months to present to some people live. And it was recorded, so I look forward to listening back to it to listen to how it was, whether it was any good. But the people who were listening were appreciative, so maybe it was okay. The point I want to make is really quite simple. If you're really bad at telling stories, you're not going to get any better by not practicing. It's a bit like the tango I mentioned once before. You have to put in the time. You'll never be a fast typist unless you practice typing. You'll never be a decent driver unless you practice driving your car. Some things we're forced to do by nature, like walking. But other things we choose. And telling stories, the craft of storytelling, of public speaking, is something a lot of people are very fearful of. Hey, it's the second biggest fear to death, they say. But if you practice, if you do it time and time again, you might be surprised how good you get at it. And these audio booths, I think, are a really wonderful, painless way of practicing and honing those skills. So if you haven't listened to this, I encourage you to keep practicing. You will be surprised, I'm sure, at how good you'll get with time. Anyway, have a great day, night, morning, afternoon, and I'll catch you around next time. All the best, everybody. Bye-bye.